right. In honor of Yoni Orlovsky's wedding tomorrow. Now, Yoni Orlovsky is one of the first group of Lev Shlomo. He's, as Eitan Shrier said the other day, he's the Mazinka from the first group of Lev Shlomo. He's getting married, Bez Hashem, tomorrow night. And tomorrow night is the first night of Hanukkah. So I thought we'd talk about the halachos of Hadlakas Neros for a chasen and kala, for the family, and for the guests at a wedding on Hanukkah. What you often find at a wedding on Hanukkah is everyone will come to the wedding and they'll set up a big table full of little menorahs, and people will just light on that table. So is that okay? Is that appropriate? Does that accomplish anything? What is the halacha in terms of Neros Hanukkah? Now let's start with the chasen and kala because they are the most interesting. The reason they are the most interesting is because they are essentially homeless on the night of their wedding, meaning they have just moved out of their parents' home. So it could be they're not Yotze anymore with their parents' home because they just moved out. They have not yet moved into their new home because they haven't been married yet, so they have not yet moved into their new home. So they're sort of stuck in between, and they are homeless during the Zman Chi of Hadlaka. So what happens? Where do they fulfill their mitzvah? Or can they fulfill their mitzvah? So I found several shittos about this. First of all, it could be divided into two basic categories. If the chuppah is before the Zman Hadlaka, and if the chuppah is after the Zman Hadlaka. If the chuppah is before the Zman Hadlaka, meaning, let's say, you have a Sunday wedding this Sunday, where the chuppah is at 3 o'clock or something, where it's really early in the afternoon, before the Zman Hadlaka. So in the Sefer Beis Chassan and he quotes from Rav Yashiv Zichron Levracha that the chassan is yotze with his parents lighting in their home, and the kala is yotze with her parents lighting in their home, provided that they light before the chuppah, that they light at home before going to the wedding, because each one is still a ben bayis by their parents' house. The Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says the same in his Sefer Kovetz Halachos. Now, the truth is, as Rav Shachter pointed out to me yesterday, this is very highly impractical, most at least in America. The way we do weddings in America, usually, is that the chassan, the kala, his family, her family, they're there well before the wedding. Now, the Zman Hadlaka is so early that there's no way they're home at the Zman Hadlaka and then going to the wedding. No, and when are they going to light? When does the family light? If they're going to light at home, they're going to light after the wedding when they get home. By then it's too late for the chasen and kala. So it would seem that that's not the most practical solution. Now, what if you don't have anyone lighting in their home, which again, practically, you'll usually won't have anybody lighting in the home before the chuppah, or if the chuppah is after the Zman Hadlaka, if the Zman Hadlaka, right, the Zman Hadlaka comes first. Now, what if the Zman Hadlaka comes second? They get married and then you have the Zman Hadlaka, or they just haven't had anyone light in their parents' home yet. So then there are several shittos in contemporary poskim. Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying that he should light in his new house. He seems to assume that no one stays at a hotel the night of their wedding. They just go to their apartment, they go to their dira. So they should light in their dira when they get back to their dira. Rav Tzion Abba Shaul pointed out, he's quoted in the Sefer Yimei Halal Vahodah, Perek Lamed Hei, Ha'ara Chaf Aleph. He says that if he has a hard time getting home, he can appoint a shaliach to light for him at home, but it should be lit in their new house, ideally at the Zman Hadlaka, if they could have a shliach do that. Rav Shlomo Zalman, also quoted there, says, no, it's no problem, here's what they should do. Right after the chuppah, they should, after the yichud room, they'll stay in yichud for a few minutes, then they should go home, go back to their apartment, they should have a light there, have maybe a quick little su'uda, just to be koveya, it is their actual dira, and then they should go back to their wedding and celebrate with all the wedding guests. And in Eretz Yisrael, you could say anything, and it might just work, but in America that's not likely to happen, that they're going to leave in the middle of their own wedding, have a little su'uda at home, be koveh v'dira, light, and then get back to their wedding. Another possibility of Shermbach writes in Shuvas Fein Hagos, Kael Gimel, Sim Reish Tes Vavos Yud, that they could still be yotze with the lighting at their parents' house, because it's not considered to be oker diraso until they move to their new home, which is a chiddush. He says even though they've already moved out, they don't have any stuff in their parents' house anymore, which is usually not the case, they have stuff there for 10 more years afterwards, but let's say they've moved out of the parents' home already, but they just haven't yet moved into their new home. They're at their own wedding, so Rav Shermbach thinks they're still considered b'nei bayis by the parents, and they would still be yotze with the parents lighting at home, even if the parents light at home later in the night, it sounds like he holds. They would still be yotze. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kovetz Halachos, Parak Yud Beis, Oschav Beis, and Ha'arachav Av over there, says, No, they should light at the wedding hall. Whether they will go to a hotel after the wedding, or they go to their apartment after the wedding, doesn't make a difference. They should light at the wedding hall. And he gives several reasons why he's makel this way, that they could light at the wedding hall. First of all, the Taz and Tafrei Shayin Zayin Sifkat and Beis says that somebody who is soed eitzel chavero be'akrai, someone who eats by his friend's house be'akrai, not as a kavua place, does not light where he eats. But the implication is, if you're soed somewhere, if you eat somewhere and it has more of a kvius to it, then you would light where you eat. So he says a wedding is a kvius. The chasan and kala are very kavua at their wedding. It's not soed eitzel chaver ba'akrai. Secondly, he says the chasan and kala aren't just eating there. They're getting dressed there. She's putting on their makeup there. They're taking pictures there. They're dancing there. They're doing all sorts of different things there. So it's not just soed eitzel chaver. So it has much more of a kvius to it. Third, says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he's homeless, in which case you certainly light where you eat. If you don't have anywhere that you're sleeping, and you are eating somewhere, you have a makam that you're eating, so then you vada go bus of the makam that you eat. And even if you sleep in one place and eat in another, neither of which are your home, you would light in the place that you eat. The makam achila is the ikar. Rav Meisher writes in a tshuva that it's a davar pashut, though, that if the makam achila is a very public place, and the makam lina is a very private area, like the boys in the yeshiva, let's say, where they dorm, they have one roommate, but where they eat in the chadar ochel, there's hundreds of boys. So he says, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that it's a davar pashut that the makom lina is the ikra place, not the makom, but all else being equal, the makom achila would even beat out the makom lina. So kal v'chomer, they don't live anywhere yet, but they do have a place that's kavua for them to eat, so for sure they would light in the place where they eat, says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. Now one could argue, if you look at the Igros Moshe in Or Chaim Chayil Gimel Simen Yud Dalet, Rav Meisher writes that someone who's homeless doesn't light at all, that he simply has no chiv hadlaka. Rav Meisher's right, the Gemara talks about a guy who's traveling and he sees Neiros Chanukah, so there's a Birchas HaRoeh, that even though he doesn't get to make the Birchas HaMitzvah, there's a Birchas HaRoeh. Rav Meisher says, what kind of Birchas HaRoeh? Light a candle, wherever you are, just light a candle. So Rav Meisher says, no, if you're in the middle of nowhere and you don't have a home, so then you don't light a candle. There is no, it's an erishu beso if you don't have a bais. One could have argued that they don't have a bais, that they have nothing, and they have no chiv to begin with, that the chasan and kala simply don't have a chiv. But that is not what Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says. He says, no, the makom of the wedding hall is their kvius. The fourth reason he says to light there is that especially if they're going to a hotel that night, then the hotel is what he calls an achsanya klusha ma'od. It's a very, very weak type of kvius. It's the opposite of kvius, because at a hotel room, it's like a rest stop. Where do you find hotels? At pit stops along the way, on the highway. So he says, that's an achsanya klusha ma'od, and therefore you would never light at a hotel if you could help it. So the wedding hall is a much more kavua place. Now in Piskei Tshuvas, Siman Tav Reish Ayin Zayin Osei, he brings another raya that it's okay to light in the hall. He thinks it's similar to what the Marsham writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Mem Vav about someone who's sleeping on a train, who's traveling on a train, that since you pay for your room on the train, it's not like the Long Island Railroad, meaning where you take these train rides where you get a cabin and you sleep in the train. So this is talking about the old time trains. So it's in certain places they still have like this. So the Marsham writes, you can light in the train because you pay for your room, so you're renting out the room. So he says the same. The Piskei Tshuva says the same is true for a wedding hall. You pay for the wedding hall to rent it out, so it becomes your makom, becomes your place. One could argue that there's a big difference, that you sleep on a train, that a train becomes it's your room. The wedding hall is you're renting out usage of the facility. You're not even really renting out the facility. You're renting out the ability to get married there, but it doesn't become. You don't put your stuff away there. You don't you don't have any sense of kavius over there. You don't bring your own kalim there. You just use whatever they provide you with. Those are the basic approaches. Again, Rav Eliashiv, he thinks they should light in the new house. Rav Sternbach, they should be yotzei with the parents lighting. And Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, they should light at the hall. So you have all three possibilities. Fourth possibility is the opinion of my Rebbeim. Rav Shechter was very unsure about this entire shayla. He thought it's much, much better not to get married on Chanukah. So someone asked him, you should delay the whole wedding because of Chanukah? He said, no, Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs. You should get married earlier. Get married before Chanukah. He says to wait all the way till Chanukah. Okay, because what was the Nekudas HaSafek? What was he not sure about? His Safek was whether it's better to light an electric light in the hotel room, which would be where the real Chiyuv is, but you're not allowed to light candles in the hotel room. It's illegal. It's against the rules of the hotel. So is it better to light an electric menorah in the hotel room, or is it better to say that, no, it's impossible to light at the hotel? because the electric light is not at all dumya to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore wouldn't suffice, wouldn't be a kiyum of the mitzvah, and therefore you would then resort to the makom achila, which is at the wedding hall. He didn't take the possibility that there's no chiv at all. He said either it would be, nor the possibility that you yotzei with your parents. He thought that's also not true. He said it's either going to be the wedding hall or the hotel, but he's not sure which, so it's too big of a suffix, so he didn't like the whole shayla. When one of our chaverim, one of Rav Shechter's Talmidim, Rav Ezra Schwartz, suggested lighting a flashlight with a bulb and a battery in the hotel room, assuming that the major problem with the electric light is like Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes in Har Tzvi, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Yadal, and like the Tzitz Eliezer talks about in Chelik Alf Simen Chaf Osiyud Beis, that the major problem with an electric light is that the entire fuel source isn't there, that it's constantly generating electricity, so a battery flashlight should solve the problem, because the entire fuel source is there, you have all the battery power right there on the spot. So Rav Shechter still wasn't convinced, because he thought that maybe the other chisaron that we have to worry about with electric menorahs is not just that the fuel source isn't there, but it's not dumya to the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, that it has to be, the menorah should be similar to the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. So he still wasn't certain about what to do. I heard b'shem Mori v'Rabbi Rav Mordechai Willig that you should light in the hotel room and take not an electric light, single candle, light in the hotel room and sit there and watch it for a half hour. You're not leaving it unattended. He said there's no obligation by the hotel or by anybody else to actually read the rules of the hotel, so you can remain blissfully ignorant of what the rules of the hotel are, whether you're allowed to light a candle, not allowed to light a candle. As Rabbi Bolzin pointed out, some people light scented candles in hotel rooms all the time, so you want to light a scented candle, you have a new shayla about being nana from the it's not from the yard, you're being nana from the sun, but whatever, you want to light one little candle, probably you won't for a half hour. Won't be such a big deal. So that's what Mordechai Willig suggested when there was a Chasson and Kala getting married on Hanukkah. Okay, that's in terms of the Chasson and Kala. What about the family? So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kovitz Halachos, Perek Yud Beis, Oschav Gimel, says they could also light at the hall. Unbelievable. He says if they can't appoint a shliach to light for them at home, which often will be difficult, maybe because all their friends are at the wedding, and whoever they would appoint the shliach would say, well, where are you going to be? At the wedding with all my friends. If I'm not a good enough friend to be at your wedding, I don't want to light for you. So if all the friends are going to be at the wedding, so they're not going to be able to appoint the shliach. So Shmuel Kamenetsky says they could light at the hall as well. Why? Because the Taz in Tav Reish Ayin Zayin Sifkan Beis that we mentioned before says that you don't light at a place that you eat bakrai, but this isn't at all akrai, because the family has a responsibility to be there for the entire time. That gives them a sense of kavius in the place. Plus, the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Bach in Tav Reish Ayin Zayin hold that even a place that one eats ba'akroi can be a makom adlaka, so you could use that as a sniff lahakel. So that's what Shmuel Kamenetsky says, that if you can't have a shliach, they should light at the hall. It's quiet a chiddush, but that's what he says. Rav Meisha Negros Moshe Yardei Chel Gimel Simen Yadalit does not address this question directly, but he points out in general that if the place you eat is not at all, like we mentioned before, a private area, and it's just this massive public gathering, and the place you sleep is much more private, then Tzrichim Lahadlik Ner Chanukah B'Chei Rashena, then clearly the place you sleep would be the ikar, not the place you eat. And he says, "Vizep pashut." That's a dover pashut. So l'chora, according to Rav Moshe, you would not light at the hall. Again, as I mentioned before, Rav Shechter thought that it's a dover pashut also that the family lights at home after the wedding. When they get home, they'll light it at home. Where should the guests light? So again, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the same Sefer Kovitz Halachos writes that if the wedding is in a different city, they can light at the wedding hall because, again, based on the Taz and Tafresh Ayin Zayin Beis and the Mishaburah Sivkat Yin Beis, that if you eat in a different city, then you're allowed to light where you eat. So if the wedding hall is in a different city, then even the guests can light at the wedding hall. But even Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky draws the line somewhere. He says that if the wedding hall is in the same city, then even though the family can light there, the Chasson and Kala can light there, the guests shouldn't light there. The guests should light at home and then go to the wedding hall. You have to define what exactly is called the same city versus a different city. But anyway, these are some of the shitos and poskim, just a basic roundup of the shitos and poskim as to what to do about Hadlakas Neros Chanukah when there's a wedding on Chanukah. Mazel tov to the Orlovskis.